Is Daf Mem Beis Daf Mem Dalet. We are on Daf Mem Gimel on the base, about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9 lines from the bottom, but the words Lema Kitanoi. So we say that this is a Machlokas Tanoi. What are we talking about? So we're talking about yesterday where Shmuel had the big Mechudish Din, where we looked further up. Amar Shmuel, Hai man de Ozve Alpha Zuze de Fabre, Maskine Kata Demalga, Abud Kata Demalga, Abud Alpha Zuze. Guy has a $1,000 loan and basically takes his amash to him, takes his collateral, the handle of an axe. Turns out he loses the handle of the axe. Shmuel says he loses the loan, meaning that the axe was in lieu of complete payment. It was in lieu of. The entire loan is embodied in that mashkon. You lose the mashkon. You lose the loan, even though they weren't of equivalent value. So the Gemara now says, Lema Kitanai, should we say that this din of Shmuel is subject to a machlokas tanayim? Meaning, obviously, that's hard to say because Shmuel is in second or third generation Amora, but meaning the idea that Shmuel has, maybe he when he presented it, it's only one side of a prior Tanaitic dispute. So Lema Kitanai, Hamaves Chaveiro al Hamashkon. Okay? Someone lends his friend and takes a mashkon, and he takes collateral. Malve es chavero al hamashkon. Fine. The avod hamashkon, and he loses the mashkon. All right. So I lend you money. I take collateral. I lose the collateral. I mean, that's why you usually have a collateral agent involved. That was, but you lose the collateral. So yishava, I the malva should swear that I lost the mashkon. I should swear that I lost the mashkon, and I wasn't posheya. The Divrei Rabbi Lezer. These are the words of Rabbi Lezer. So I can swear that I lost the mashkon. I wasn't posheya. I have no liability, and then I can collect my loan because I don't have because I have no liability because I'm a shomer chinam on it. I have no liability about the mashkon. Seems to be against Shmuel. If Shmuel would say, "Avod mashkon," then you lost the loan. He says, "No, just swear that you weren't posheya and you can collect the loan because the mashkon does not embody the loan." But so that's a, we'll see. So Rabbi Kiva Omer could be. Rabbi Kiva Omer, maybe not, though, because if he says that he was not, he says that he wasn't, that he swears that he wasn't posheya, so that's the type of shua that a Shomer Chinam makes, and afterwards he has no liability whatsoever. He wasn't posheya. It was the neighbor of Eli's potter. Right? So, Divrei Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Kiva Omer, no. Yochel hu sheyomer lo. The lova can say to the malva, klum hil visani el ha-mashkon. Wait a second. The whole reason why you gave me the loan was because of the mashkon. The mashkon is what induced you to give the loan. Right? So therefore, avod mashkon, avod mosecha. By you taking the mashkon, at the time of the loan it seems, by you taking the mashkon, that means you're accepting upon yourself that if I don't pay you, you'll collect from the mashkon. You lost the mashkon, you lost the loan. So that seems to be like Shmuel. That would seem to be, so machlokas, Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Kiva, would be in the dinner of Shmuel. Aval, however, hamalva elav zuz b'shtar. But if you lent the money with a shtar, I lent you $1,000 and I took a shtar, and beniach mashkon b'yodo, and I took the shtar and I took mashkon, shtar plus a mashkon, then divrei akol, and even Rabbi Lezer will agree, im avod hamashkon avdu ma'osav, that if you lost the mashkon, you lost the most. That's the brisa. The Gemara's want to figure out what the brisa is saying, and then we'll get to see Rashi had to explain this. So what's the case that the brisa is dealing with? Okay, and again, let me just preface, there are probably long notes in the art scroll. That is because this sugya is subject to a major machlokas rishonim, but how to learn it, subject to, so we're going to learn according to Rashi. For homework, you can learn according to Tosos. We're not going to have time, but learns it completely differently. So, hechidami, what's the case that this Bryce is talking about? If the mashkon is equal in value to the loan, it was a $1,000 loan, and I took as a collateral worth $1,000. It was a $1,000 loan, not the mashkon. So then my time of the Rabbi Lezer. Then what's the svara behind Rabbi Lezer to say that I lost the loan, I lost the collateral, I swear and I collect my loan? What are you talking about? If it's equivalent value, then the mashkon could be for one of two reasons. The mashkon could be even for payment purposes, or it could be haskarat dvar ma'alma, sort of like a reminder that, hey, you owe me. So if it's equal value, then clearly the purpose of the mashkon was for payment. If I don't pay you, just take the mashkon and you're done. So if I lost that, well, then I lost the loan. So then why would Rabbi Lezer say, that you still can collect the loan? So if it's, so the Gemara says, no, ella lav bidelo shavi shir zuze. It must be a case
where it's not of equivalent value. I lent you $1,000, and you give me a mashkel, it's worth $100. Let's say that, make it easy, 10%. So elalavid lo shavi shir zuzi ubidishmuel kam yiflagi. And they're arguing about the din that Shmuel mentioned. How does that work? So Rashi says, Rashi explains, ubidishmuel kam yiflagi. Says Rabbi Elezer, less lay the Shmuel. Rabbi Elezer does not hold of the din of Shmuel. The mashkon she'eno shove kol achov, a mashkon that's not worth the entire value of the chov, ein adam mikablo el lizikaron devarim. The only reason why I'm accepting this mashkon is not in lieu of payment. I'm accepting this mashkon so you can have a reminder. It's a reminder that you owe me the money. So if I lost it, you still owe me the money. Maybe I'll deduct the maybe you deduct the amount, maybe not. Depends if you're a shomer chinam. Hilchach, Rashi says here, Hilchach shomer chinam yehu alav. He's just a shomer chinam. If he's a shomer chinam, he's potter for gneiv of aveda, and he wouldn't deduct. He wouldn't deduct according to this. The yishava shelo pasha, he'll swear that he wasn't poshea, because the only thing a shomer chinam was chayav for is poshea. V'she'enu b'rishuzo, and you have to also have the shvua de rabbanon that you have to take that it's not b'rishus, Hashem and nosan enavo, to take that shvua as well. The hito yasi koma osav, and take all the money. But Rabbi Kiva kishmuel svirlei. Rabbi Kiva holds like Shmuel. Why? Shelashem mashkon kivla. The reason why I took the mashkon is for in lieu of payment. I took $100. I took $100. That's in lieu of payment. I've accepted this in lieu of payment. Aval, but hilvo el. So therefore, he holds like Shmuel. You lose the mashkon, you lose the payment. You lose the loan. Aval hilvo el zuz b'shtar. But if I also gave the shtar, afilu Rabbi Lezer modes shemashkon shekibla achari came the mashkon kiblo. Then Rabbi Lezer is going to agree if there's a shtar and a mashkon, the purpose of the mashkon is in lieu of payment. Why? Because I already have the shtar as a zikaron dvarim ba'alma. I can pull out the mashkon and say, hey, see, you owe me money. I can pull out the shtar that says you owe me money. So if I already have the shtar to pull out and say, look, you owe me money, why did I take the mashkon? Right. I took the mashkon in lieu of payment. Right. See, that's what he says. He doesn't need it for zicharon dvarim because he already has the star as the raya. So if there's a star, then Rabbi Lezer is going to agree that avad mashkon avad, he lost the loan. Our case is again the case that we're trying to prove is that this is a case where the mashkon does not equal the value of the loan. Rabbi Lezer says you lost the mashkon, you take the shvu and you collect your loan. Rabbi Kshivit says no, you lost the loan. Maybe they're arguing in the shita of Shmuel. Mara says no.
Why were you
doing
it's 10% or whatever, less than that?
That's the deal they struck. That's the deal. Right? The Gemara then says, Gemara says, lo, it can't, that's not going to be the machlokas, lo, but the lo shave, if it's not equivalent value, this is, I guess, what you're saying, Yossi, the lo, but the lo shave, kula amal lesley de shmuel. If it's not equivalent value, it's $1,000 loan and a $100, opposite what you're saying, it's a $100 mashkon. Then it's like you're saying, nobody holds like Shmuel. Rekiva agrees. Meaning, why would, what do you tell you? If I gave you $1,000 loan and I took $100 and collateral, that means I'm gonna be okay? Yes with the collateral? No. So what would happen then? I would walk up to you and say, I'm not paying you back. I take the mashkon. It'll lead to issues. The whole reason why then I took the mashkon is just the current dvar malma. Because it's not equivalent. This machlokas has nothing to do with Shmuel. You do have to pay. The machlokas is going to be based on, Yossi, what you were saying, as to whether or not the person, the lender who lost the mashkon, whether he has to pay the difference. And we're going to come through three different possibilities as to what the machlokas might be. But until I lent you $1,000, you gave me a mashkon for $100, I lost the mashkon of $100. Do I now have to pay you back?
$900.
You have to pay me back $900, you have to pay me back the full $1,000. We'll see. We have to learn the Gemara to find out the answer. That's the way it goes. So the Gemara says, lo, b'delo shavei kuli amal leslohu d'shmuel. V'hacha b'deshavei shir zuzei. Here are the cases where the mashkon it, the mashkon and the loan are of equivalent value. $1,000 loan, $1,000 mashkon. Bank usually doesn't take your house as collateral unless it's going to be they're going to be close enough.
Correct.
So when the houses went underwater, people just walked away. That was a problem for the banks. Ubed the Rabbi Yitzchak mitlagi, and their machlokas might be the din of Rabbi Yitzchak. Again, Rabbi Yitzchak lived a couple hundred years later, but it's the din that he explicated that was already known for many generations. That's going to be. I have to do that, otherwise it's totally anachronistic. It doesn't flow. He said, "Would Rabbi Yitzchak kamiflagi?" The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak says, "Minayin lebalchov shekone mashkon." How do you know that the balchov, when he has the mashkon, he has kinyanim, he owns it? sort of. A big maslok in Shona, what does it mean he owns it? That he actually owns the mashkon. The pasuk says, this is the pasuk that talks about the obligation of the lender who's holding on to the mashkon to return the mashkon to the poor borrower when the borrower needs it. So the pasuk says, Hashav Hashiv Lo Es Havot Kivo Hashemesh. When the sun goes down, give it back to him. Right, v'shachav v'salmaso, and he'll sleep, in his cloak. U'berachacha, and he'll get blessed. U'lecha tiyat staka, and for you it will be righteousness. It will be staka. So it's counting as staka. So the Gemara says, v'im eino kone mashkon tzedakim minayin lo. If you're not kone it, if it's not yours, it's not staka to give it to him. Mikan lebalchov shekone mashkon. That's how you know the balchov's kone it, because he's doing staka. He's giving something that belongs to him back to the lender, right, to the borrower. Tosos points out, he said, stuck minayim, he says, the low, it's like the short Tosos, and he says, the low mikre staka eli imkein mechzero mamon. It's only called staka if you're losing something that belongs to you, if you're losing money. Ritva points out, he says, even if it's not losing money, you're still doing gemilas chasadim. It's just not considered staka. He says, haperish hanachon, the afal gav, the os letove gedola bahashavo zo. Even though you're giving him a big favor, the gam sheyez esiva shleikof libo leporo, and also if you have to constantly return to mashkon, it gives the guy reason not to pay you back. So he's always getting back his mashkon. Nevertheless, mikol makom ze gemilas chesed hu velo tzaka. It would only be gemilas chesed. It won't be tzaka. To have tzaka elamad avin esh midilei. It's only tzaka if you lose something that you own. So a guy comes to your door, knocks on your door, and you give him money. That's tzaka. You don't have money, and just talk to him, and you're nice. You didn't do tzedakah, which is fine. You did gemilas chasadim, which is a big mitzvah too. Just a different mitzvah. It's not tzedakah. So he says here.
If you give money that you don't have, let's say you give him a check knowing that there's not money in the bank.
Then you're ganav. Then you're ganav.
No, you just.
You're going to das.
You'll go into overdraft. So it's not your money; it's the bank's money that you borrowed.
I'm not getting involved. Then you're really not a nice guy. What do you mean you go into overdraft?
Yeah, but if you do that, you're actually...
It's not the topic of the daf. It's completely off topic. But I don't know. This isn't Israel. It's not the way people do. It's not the way people transact business. You have money in the bank, you give money. You don't have money in the bank, you don't give money.
According to this tomorrow, a person takes a pledge. What is the
Yeshayim? Is the Yeshayim? So we haven't gotten to that yet. Before we said the machlokas when the argument was with Shmuel, he said it was a shomer. Of course it makes a difference. That's going to be the machlokas. That's what we're getting to now. Okay.
You're saying stuckum is literal.
Stuckum means, is something, according to Tosos and Ritva, stuckum means it's something you own and you give to them. So lema de Rabbi Yitzchak Kanahi. So they're going to say, wait. So now you're going to say, so what's going to happen here? So how would the machlokas work? The machlokas would work as follows. This is how you're going to do it. This goes into it. The machlokas works as follows. If I own it, if it's mine, right, and then I lose it, right, how does that work? So we can say that Rabbi Kiva is going to say, like Rabbi Yitzchak, therefore, when I lose the mashkon, I can't return it to the lova, and I lost that that part of the chov. As opposed to, Rabbi Lez is going to argue with Yitzchak and say that I don't have any kinyonim on the mashkon. I'm just a shomer chinam. If I'm a shomer chinam, and I lose it, and shomer chinam is pater for Geneva or Veda. So therefore, I don't have to deduct that amount from the loan.
Unless it's Pashay.
But we're not talking about Pashay. He's talking about it was lost or stolen. So he says, if I lost it, according to Rabbi Kiva...
If you lose something
that's not Pashay? No, Geneva Veda is pater by shomer chinam. So again, so Rabbi Kiva is going to hold like Rabbi Yitzchak and say, listen, you gave me the mashkon, I'm kone it. That's mine. So therefore, that offsets the loan. So therefore, I have $100 worth of it. I lost it. You only owe me $900. Right. Rabbi Elazar is going to say, no, I didn't. I don't own it. I'm a shomer chinam on it. I lost it. I wasn't posheya. So what? You still owe me the $1,000.
According to Rabbi Elazar, how do you eventually get it back into your property if you weren't owning it in the first place? You have to go grab him, come back.
I'm sorry, I don't see the question.
You can't pay back the loan. So now you're taking the collateral and you're keeping the collateral.
Right. So you have to make kinyan on them.
You have to make a new kinyan on it?
Possibly. What's the big deal? You do Mashiach.
Yeah.
Do the Wagba. It's in your Rishus already.
What's
the difference? Yeah, it's not a big deal. Okay? Right, when you hold collateral, you're holding it. It's not.
You're holding it means you cut it in some way.
But you don't have ownership rights in it. You're going to get the ownership rights later. That's what that would be. So the Gemara says, no, lema the Rabbi Yitzchak Tanoi. Wait, you're going to tell me it can't be. You're going to tell me that the din of Rabbi Yitzchak is a machlokas Tanoim? We don't hold like that. The Tizra, could that possibly be? Emo to Am Rabbi Yitzchak Shemashkino Shalom Bishas Halva. But Mishma Bishas Halva, mi Amar. Rabbi Yitzchak's din, there are two times you can take a mashkon. I can lend you the money and take the mashkon at the time of the loan. Or, you could come, I took a loan, I lend you the money, comes time for payment, and you don't pay me back. So Beis Din says, okay, now take collateral instead. So Rabbi Yitzchak's din of that you make kinyanin is only that second case. Then mamish, it's a kinyan, because that's when you're taking it. It becomes yours. Beis Din is basically saying, here, take this in lieu of payment, so that's your kinyan. Rabbi Yitzchak never said his din at the time when you took the collateral at the time of the loan. And that's what our case is in the Braisa. You look at the words of the Braisa, it's hamalva eschaveir ala mashkon. Someone lends his friend money with the mashkon. The mashkon's being taken at the time of the loan. Rabbi Yitzchak never said his din there. There are no kinyanim. There are no kinyanim at that point in time. So there, see, he says, ain't Rashi, last Rashi, he says, Eimo da amar Rabbi Yitzchak shemashno shalom b'shas halvaso kigon al yedei beis din. Tibahachi mishtoi yikra. That's what the pasuk is talking about. The ksiv le'el minei b'chutz tamod. The pasuk is talking about where you're standing outside. Ha'iva amar mar zesh shliach beis din. That's how the drash of the pasuk is. But to tell me that I get a kinyan if I take a mashkon at the time of the loan, That's not Rabbi Yitzchak's din. So Rabbi Yitzchak's din is completely irrelevant to our price. So that can't be the machlokas between Rabbi Lazer and Rabbi Akiva. So Gemara says, no. Ella mishkino shelo b'shas halva. If he takes the loan, if he takes the mashkon not at the time of the loan, later, the time of the piron, kuli amalo pliya the ismul Rabbi Yitzchak. Everyone agrees that you. Everyone agrees to the din of Rabbi Yitzchak. Hacha, what's the machlokas? The mishkino b'shas halva. So. Right, I take the mashkon at the time of the loan. What do I become on the mashkon? Ubishomer aveda kamiflugi, and the machlokas is the similar machlokas you have by a shomer aveda. Gemara talks about this in Bava Metzia. Talks about if I find a lost object and I'm holding on to it, I have a chiyuv to return it. Can't just leave it there. I hold on to it. What am I? Am I a shomer chinam or am I a shomer sacher? So it's machlokas in Rabbi and Rav Yosef.
Right. Never
comes to well, yeah, we learned the Gemara. We'll see the Gemara again. The whole point is we make a statement, and we have to learn the Gemara to see what it says. Okay. So the Gemara says the Itmar, and it's of course it's a sugya throughout Shas. The Itmar, Shomer Aveda, Rabba Amar. Rabba says since you're not getting schar, you're not getting any payment. You're kashomer chinam. You are a shomer chinam, and therefore, what would you be chayav for? You'd only be chayav for pshia. So therefore, in our case, what would that work? If I'm a shomer chinam, what we said, and I lost it. And I swear I wasn't posheya. I have no chiyuv, I have no obligation on the mashkon. Therefore, I'm entitled to the entire payment. You don't deduct the amount of the mashkon. Rav Yosef Omer Shomer Sachar Dami. Rav Yosef is the same idea of proof to the Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, "You're Osef b'mitzvah, potter b'mitzvah." And therefore, if an ani comes knocking at your door, you don't have to give him because you're Osef in the mitzvah shomer of watching the aveda, and you're getting benefit. You're getting hana. How that works, it's a whole sugya. But you're getting benefit, you're getting hana. Therefore, if you're getting benefit, you're getting hana, you are a shomer sachar. Is a shomer sachar chayav for gneva veda? Yeah, he's only part of his own sin. He is chayav for gneva veda. So I'm the mashkon. I'm a shomer, I'm like a shomer veda, therefore I'm a shomer sachar. If I'm a shomer sachar and I lose it, I'm obligated for that loss. And therefore I have to deduct that amount from the loan. So if you say, I'm a shomer sachar dummy, right? The Rashi says, Schar mitzvah. He says, Schar mitzvah, umavol amashkon, nami mitzvah of it. He says, just like the shomer sacher is doing a mitzvah, so to guy who's lent on a mashkon also did a mitzvah, he's doing a mitzvah of lending it, which is interesting, because it seems to say that I make the loan, and the mitzvah is continuous. Until you're paid back, the mitzvah is continuous. It seems to be what it's saying. Of course.
Rabba says, he's treated like a shomer chinam.
Correct.
But he does get, he is rewarded with a shomer chinam, with the mitzvah.
But that's not a monetary reward. So for Rabba, that's not enough to create a obligation for shomer sachar. You're not getting anything out of it. He's not getting any financial benefit. He's getting a spiritual benefit. He's doing a mitzvah. So as a mitzvah, he puts on tzitzis too. Right, so that's the major issue is when it comes to Rabbi Yosef, which you were alluding to before, is what does that mean? He's watching the Aveda, and therefore he doesn't have to do two things at once.
Yes.
So the idea is, so most Rishonim say Moshe Shalom say that no, it's only if it's Eiv Shalom Kaim Shneyem. It's meaning at the time that he's being at the time it's a lost cow. At the time he's feeding the cow, then Eiv knocks on the door. So even that Rabbi Yosef says. But there are other Rishonim who say no. The problem would be otherwise. Okay, so I'm Shomer Aveda. Now I don't have to make Kiddush. I don't have to wear Tzitzis. I don't have to put on Tefillin. What does that mean? Eiv Shalom Kaim Shneyem.
That's else.
What? Or if I'm wearing Tzitzis, I don't do anything else, right? So that's the idea of Efshel Kaim Shneim. If you're able to Mekayim both mitzvahs, you don't have Osik mitzvah, Kotter mitzvah. Again, that's not, Gemara is touching on the Sukkah tangentially, but that's not really the Sukkah for now. It's Gemara in the Darim. It's Gemara Bava Kama, I believe. So, that's...
So if he loses the item, the Veda, then he has to pay back the owner.
If he's a Shomer Sacher, correct.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he's getting, it's offset by the benefit that he has.
Can I just understand? The Gemara is saying that Rabbi Yitzhak's Shita is only correct if the loan has not been repaid and therefore you take collateral.
Oh, so you're going back to Rabbi Yitzhak?
Yeah, because his raya was this Pasukin Devarim.
Right.
Are we to understand that that's what the Pasukin Devarim means? Because surely not. It means any time.
No, that is the Pasukin Devarim means. The Pasuk's talking about a case where you're standing outside Beis Din and the Shliach Beis Din goes and takes the Mashko. It's exactly what the Pasukin Devarim is talking about. So to make the Gemara understand, if you read the pasuk, that's exactly what it says. The Rashi says, the ksivle elmine b'chutz ta'amod. You stand outside the Beis Din. The ish v'amamar is the shliach Beis Din, and the ish goes inside. It's talking about the shliach Beis Din. That's the pasuk of the Gemara.
Okay.
So the Gemara says lema de Rav Yosef tanahi. So now you're going to tell me that the din of Rav Yosef is atanahi. That's what we're trying to say. That the machlokas here is, we just explained this already. That the machlokas here. It, between Rav Kiva and Rav Elazar is the same machlokas as to whether or not you hold like Rav Yosef or Rava, whether Shomer Chinam or Shomer Sacher. It's how we just explained. Gemara says, "Whoa, it can't be." He says, "That's not the case. There's no proof." The Kuli Alma is called Rav Yosef. Interesting. Everyone's going to hold the Rav Yosef. Rav Elazar and Rav Kiva can both hold like Rav Yosef that a Shomer Aveda, and therefore someone who's holding the Mashgon, has the din of a Shomer Sacher. So if he has the din of a Shomer Sacher, so why, according to Rav Elazar, would you not be chayev for Gneva of Aveda?
Right.
The Gemara says, "The Kuli Oma Islihu de Rabbi Yosef, b'hacha b'malve tzarech l'mashkon kamiflegi." Here, the din. So therefore, I have the mitzvah, and it's talking about a case where the malva wants to use the mashkon. Whatever, he gave me some sort of computer, and I want to use it. So therefore, I'm going to diminish the value. Right, I'm going to diminish the value of the mashkon. So Mar Rabbi Kiva holds sover mitzvah ka'avid. Now you're still doing the mitzvah. You're still doing the mitzvah by giving the loan. Therefore, you still consider Shomer Sacher. Umar, Rebbe Elazar is to say, now that I'm using it, and I'm getting benefit out of the mashkon, so it kind of offsets the mitzvah that I gave, because right. I'm getting a benefit from it now. Umar Sacher lav mitzvah avid. At this point in time, I'm not doing a mitzvah. And if I'm not doing the mitzvah, I lose the status of the Shomer Sacher, and I become a Shomer Chinam. And therefore, I'm not considered Shomer Sacher, and therefore, if I lose it, I'd be potter for Gneva Veda. So just go use the mashkon and lower your level of obligation. So it seems that could be what the machlokas is. Again, so we had this idea of Shmuel. We tried to say the idea of Shmuel was a machlokas tanaim. We said that's not the machlokas tanaim. And then we had four possibilities how to explain that machlokas tanaim, but we still were left with Shmuel. We still don't say that Shmuel is a machlokas tanaim. So Gemara says, okay, getting back to Shmuel. Lema ketanai. Maybe Shmuel's din is subject to the following machlokas tanoim, which says as follows. Another brisa. Hamalva eschaveiro ala mashkon. So someone lends his friend money with a mashkon. Okay, I lend you money with you have to hold cup for this. I lend you money with a mashkon. I took $1,000 loan, $100 mashkon. Okay? Forget it. Scratch that. I lend you money and I took a mashkon. You don't have the amounts just yet. Okay? V'nichnas l'shmita. Now comes shmita. And I didn't do a pros bowl. I didn't do before the pros bowl. I didn't do any of that. Typically speaking, so what happens to shmita? The loan is canceled. Whether it's a shmita of Rosh, it's at the end of shmita or it's before shmita. It doesn't matter. Never needs to work. Shmita comes. Okay. Do I have what happens to the loan? Okay. So the v'nichnas l'shmita. So af al pi she eno shave el apalga eno mishamet. Even if the mashkon is not worth the entire amount of a loan. Shmita is not mishamit. The idea of shmita, if I take a loan, the whole problem with shmita is lotigos. I cannot go ahead and collect from you. But if I gave them what prosma works, I'm not going to collect to you. It's already most of the Beis Din. Beis Din already has it. I have a mashkon. I'm not collecting from you. I already have it. Maybe I already have it. Therefore, it's not lotigos. So shmita is not going to be mishamit. So the case over here is seems to be saying, I lent you $1,000. You give me a mashkon for 500. You give me a mashkon for 500. Come Shemitah, loan is not canceled because I have the mashkon. Divrei Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Those are the words of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi Omer. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi says, no. Im haya mashkono keneged chovo eino mishamet. If the mashkon is equivalent to the amount of the loan, then Shemitah does not mishamet. The imlav, that the mashkon is not equal to the amount of the loan, then mishamet. Then it is mishamet. If equal or more, equal or more, equal. Because if it's more, then the if the mashkon is more than the loan, you're over collateralized. I think then you're already collected. If it's equal is enough, then over more than equal is enough.
Yeah, but if it's worth more, then you actually get arrears.
No.
No, not necessarily. Possibly, but not necessarily.
Yeah.
Okay. The imlav. So my eno mishamet to amar Tanakama. What does it mean? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says it's eno mishamet according to the Tanakama, right? So ilema. So the question is, what does it mean? Which part is not mishamet? Does it mean the entire amount is not mishamet? Or in our example, does it mean only the 500 that's equal is not mishamet? So ilema kinegdo, if you're going to say that the only part that's not mishamet is the equivalent value of the mashkon, which is 500. In our example, it was a $1,000 loan, a $500 mashkon. If eno mishamet means that, if eno mishamet means that only that portion is not mishamet, but 500 is canceled, michlal, that would mean that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi savar the kinegdo nam mishamet. That means Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi would say everything is mishamet, right? He says it's mishamet. Our case would be $1,000 loan, $500 mashkon. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says only 500 mishamet. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi says the whole thing is mishamet. Why? I have a mashkon for 500. So he says can't be. Ella, if that's the case, the whole thing is mishamet, my toughest mashkon. What was the whole purpose of the mashkon?
Right.
It doesn't do anything for him. It doesn't protect him from Shemitah. So Mar doesn't give an answer to that, but he did for Zichron Dvar Baal, but that's going to be the Mar's maskana. So Elalav must be keneged kulo. What happens here is I lent you the mashkon. I lent you $1,000, and you gave me back, so Elalav, I'm sorry, Elalav, it says Eno mishamet. The case is, I gave you $1,000 and you gave me back a $500 mashkon. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Eino mishamet. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says it's not mishamet because, and therefore I can collect you $1,000. Even though the shrikl has no effect. And Rabbi Yehuda is going to say, no, only the 500 you cannot is mishamet, 500 is not mishamet. Why? So Shmuel kamiflagi. And the machlokas is in Shmuel. How does that work? Shmuel kamiflagi. So, look at Rashi. Rashi is going to say, well, we can say it outside. Shmuel said that the loan is embodied in the mashkon. So therefore, if I lose any part of the mashkon, I lose the loan. Right. So to here, what would happen? I gave you the mashkon, I gave you $1,000, you gave me a mashkon, let's just make it easier, and I have $100 back. So if Shimon Gamliel says, Eino mishamet, there's no Shemitah, Shemitah doesn't work. Why? He holds like Shmuel, because in that $100 of the mashkon is embodied the entire loan. So that means the entire loan is embodied right there. I have a mashkon on the entire loan. So just like if I lost the mashkon, I would lose the loan. So to now that I have the mashkon, I have the payment, and therefore Shemitah is not mishamet. As opposed to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, and say, no, the mashkon is not, the entire loan is embedded in the mashkon. He doesn't hold like Shmuel. If you lost the mashkon, so maybe you would lose that because of the value, or depending on what you are, but you still have the loan outstanding. So just because I have $100 worth of the mashkon, that the Shemitah comes, I'm out. Because I haven't collected anything yet. Because the mashkon does not equal collection. Right, so let's see it in Rashi now.
So in that case, it's mishamet or not?
Mishamet. That's what Rabbi Yehuda Nasi says. It's mishamet. So Ela lav keneged kulo. Look at Rashi. It's the third to last Rashi on the parak. He says, Ela lav keneged kulo ka'amar tana kama eno mishamet. He says, even right, the apal gav she'eno shove ela palga have a mashkon keneged kulo. Even though the mashkon is only worth half, nevertheless, it's mishamet. It's not mishamet. It causes no shemitah at all. Eino mishamet klum in achov. V'hainu d'shmuel, and that's Chris Shmuel because he says the loan is embodied in the mashkon. V'asar Rabbi Yehuda Nasi lemeimer im ein mashkon kineged alvo, so eino mishamet kulo el kinegdo. Rabbi Yehuda comes and says, no, the entire loan is not embodied in the mashkon. Only the value of the mashkon is embodied in the mashkon. So 500 would if it's in our case, it was 1,500. So 500 you can collect, and 500 you cannot collect. Right. Okay.
If it's mishamet, can you keep the mashkon or you can't give it back?
Probably have to give it back. Right. So he says, lo, Mar says, no. There's no, not necessarily the machlokas. Lo olam kinegdo. Maybe what Shimon Gamliel says is that lo olam kinegdo, what's not mishamet is only the 500. Right? And Rabbi Yehuda says the whole thing gets knocked away. Ubaha kamiflagi. And this, so the question was on Shmuel, so then what was the purpose of the mashkon? Ubaha kamiflagi. Tanakama savar kinegdo. Rabbi Yehuda, right, Tanakama Savar Kinegdo, Rabbi Yehuda Savar Kinegdo Nam Mishamit, even a half that equal to Mashkon is also Mishamit, Uda Kamarta. And you said if that's the case, Lamai Tafis Lamashkon. So according to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, why do you have the Mashkon? The Mashkon doesn't have body payment. The Mashkon is for another purpose. The Mashkon is a raya that you owe. It's like in lieu of a star. The Mashkon is a raya that you owe me the money. But it doesn't create payment. There's no payment involved. So therefore, if there's no payment involved whatsoever, and I gave you $1,000 loan, and you gave me $1,000 Mashkon, it doesn't matter. That $1,000 has nothing to do with payment. It's just zikron dvar ba'alma. Come Shemitah, if I don't do what's necessary, the entire loan is canceled. And I got to give you back the Mashkon as well. What do you mean? I said this is all to do with that. Anything that needs to happen in order for your loan to be canceled on Shemitah happens. Whatever the halachas are with a star, I don't know. Whatever needs to happen for Shemitah to cancel, that's the case. Okay, so if you have karka, if you have a star, you have Moses of Torah Slavasin, you didn't do any of that. Shemitah came, cancels the loan. The loan is canceled because holding onto the mashkon is nothing. As we as a Gemara, I think a Marvavakam is somewhere, Shadusha maybe, that someone's the Kaddish, a woman, with the mashkon. So I think the Gemara there says that it works. Because you have certain kinyonim in the mashkon.
According to this, why would it
happen? According to Rabbi Yehuda, according to one who says that it's zikron dvar ba'alma and you have no kinyonim. Okay, so we have to look at that. Okay. Hajin Allah, Hashuas Hadayonim. Next parak, seventh parak. So this is a very long Mishnah. Actually, so it's obviously not one Mishnah. Basically, like a couple of places, the Gemara put the entire Mishnayas in a row right away, and then they'll go through the Gemara. Okay, so all the Shavuos d'Oraisa, the Shavuos d'Oraisa are someone swears and he becomes putter. Case of Modin Mixus. I lent $200. You say no, it was only $50. You swear and you walk away. It's Nishba v'Niftar. That's Shavuos d'Oraisa, right? So Mishnah says, Kol ha-nishbayim shebatorah nishbayim v'lo mishalmim. They swear, and you do not pay. Now our parak is going to talk about certain shvuas midirabanan, takanas derabanan, that it's nishba v'notel, where you swear and you collect. Okay? So the elu, the nishbayim v'notelim, these are the cases where somebody swears, and the takanas chachamim, he swears and he collects. Number one, hasachir, which is the day worker, hanigzal, the victim of theft, v'hanechbal, and the victim of an assault, right? Uvishchanegdo kashal shvua, and in the case where the opposite person is kashal shvua, and the Gemara and the Chacham then threw the shvua back onto you. The chenvani alpin kaso, in the case of the chenvani, the storekeeper who writes things, who sells things, he sells things on credit. He also can you can swear and collect. Now Gemara is going to explain. Mishnah is going to explain these cases. Hasachir ketzad. What is the case of the sachir? Right, the case of the sachir. Amar lo, the day worker goes to the owner. He goes to the contractor he's working for. Right? He picked him up on the inward station. He says, Tain li schari sheyish l'cha b'yadi. Pay me my daily wage. Pay me my wage today. Hu omer nasati. And the owner says, I paid you. Right? V'hala omer lo nathalti. And the other guy says, well, I never got it. So, hu nishba v'notel. This guy, the day worker, can swear and collect. The Gemara will explain why. Rabbi Yehuda omer, Yehuda says, no, that doesn't work. It's not so clear like that. You have to have sort of a mode of a mixus. Yes, he would hold it kol derabban and kain deraisa tikkun. You have to have some. There's no shvua by kol for a kol deraisa. There shouldn't be a shvua kol for kol derabban. You have to have some sort of mode of a mixus. So what would be the case? So ketzad amar lo, the worker says to the balavayis, tain li schari chamish dinar. Give me my $50 that you owe me. Sheish li biyodcha. But who omer his kabal to dina zahav? And he says, no, I already paid you a dinner, which is 25. I paid you half. So in that case, Rabbi Yehuda would agree that then the day worker can swear and collect the other 25. Nigzal ketzad. What's the case of the nigzal? Hayumeidim oso shenichlas leveso lemashkino shelo berishus. So I basically seems to be the case is that I lent you $100, I lent you $1,000, whatever it is, and I see that you're not doing well in your business, and I'm worried you're not going to pay me back. I storm into your house without your permission or without Beis Din's permission, so it's not a place of the pasuk to go grab collateral. That's gazela. I'm not allowed to do that. That's gazela. So hayomayidim also shenichlas beis lemashkon shlo berishus. Who omer keli natalta? So you claim that I took your kli, right? And I claim, but who omer lo natalta? And I say, no, I didn't at the end. I just did it extra show. I stormed in, but I didn't take anything. So who the lova? Right? He agreed here nishba v'notel. He can swear that you took that I took his kli, and I'll have to pay. Okay, the Gemara will explain why. Fine. And then Rabbi Yehuda Omer Achshei Shem Mixas Hadar. Rabbi Yehuda again says you have to have sort of a mode of mixas. You can't have the shvu unless there's some sort of mode of mixas. So the case would be Ketzer Amalo Shnei Kein Lotalti Omer Lotalti Yale Echad. The case would be is where the aggrieved, the lova, the homeowner says, you came into my house and you took two kehilim, and I said, no, I only took one. So then he can swear, that I took two and I have to pay him back the other one. That's the case of the nigzal. What's the case of the nechbal? Nechbal ketzad, hayu me'idim oso shenichlas tachas yodo sholem. So everyone sees that I walk into your house and I'm healthy. V'yotza chavol, and I walk out bludgeoned and beaten up. Okay? But Amrlo, and I say, Chabalta be, you beat me up, so you have to pay me. Vuhu Amrlo Chabalta. No, I didn't beat you up, you fell down the steps. I don't know, something, you beat yourself up. Whatever it was then, I'm butter. Harez and Ishvav Notel. So I can swear that you beat me up, I can swear that you beat me up and collect. And again, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Achtei Shar Mixes Adah. There has to be some sort of Adah. Ketzer Amrlo Chabalta Bishnaim, Amrlo Chabalta Yil Echad. I saying, you hit me twice. I said, nah, you hit me, I didn't hit you twice, I hit you once. Well, we're obligated to pay you that amount. Then you can swear and collect the rest.
How am I allowed to swear?
No, he's not swearing. I'm the one who got hit twice. It's Mishpah Benotel. That's the whole point. It's Mishpah Benotel.
The other guy couldn't swear.
We'll get to the Gemara, so why you can't swear. Maybe that's the case. I don't know. He says, what's the case? The next case of the Mishnah? Shechenegdo Chashul Al Shvua. The case of Shechenegdo Chashul Al Shvua. Ketzer. What's that case where the other person is Chashul? So, right? Achash Shvua is the Eidos. V'achash Shvua is the Bekadon. V'afilu Shvua Shav. So even when it's talking about the case of Shvua is the Eidos, when the guy was chashed because of Shua's Eidos, where he's chashed because of Shua's Pekadon, he swore falsely, even if he's chashed on a Shua that he made a false oath, that he swore that a gold was a stone or something like that. And all, right? So all those cases, what's the case? The case is whether or not I'm Toveyu you to testify for me, and you swear falsely that you don't know testimony. Or I swear to you to return me my pikadon, and you swear falsely that you don't have the pikadon. Or you made this shvua libatala. So now I'm going to view you as now your chashid. Your chashid al shvua. Or hayecha mehen misachem bekubi yamavribis umafricha yonav sochrei shvius. Or one of these psule edus. All this case with psule edus when we don't trust you because you're known to be somebody who's going to swear falsely. So then shekenegdo nishpu benotel. But it's the case would be, I lent this guy $100, and he says, no, I only owe you $50, and I'm going to swear modi b'miksas, that he only owes you $50. But he's a masach b'kubya, or he already was nishvil sheker, so he's chashid al shvua, so then you flip the shvua back to me, and I can swear and collect. That's the case. Fine. Hayushneihem chashudim, if both of them are chashud, right, then chazra shvulim komo, then the shvua goes back to the original guy, and since he can't swear, then I would probably be able to collect. That's the Rabbi Yosi. In that case, when neither of them can swear, it's Yachloku. He split it. So I guess he says, I say he owes me 50, he says he doesn't, she pays me 25. Last case in the mission that we didn't talk about, the Chenvani Al Pinkaso case. What's the case of Chenvani Al Pinkaso? It's not lo, sheyomer lo, kasov al pinkasi shatachai li masayim zuz. It's not the case where the store owner says, hey, it says on my ledger that you owe me $200. That's not the case. Then the Kanvani cannot swear. And then collect because he has no. There's no proof. What's the case is Omer lo the Kanvani. Someone says to the Kanvani, "Tain livni sasayin chitin. Give two sa'a of wheat to my son." And he sends his son. He sends his son to collect the meat, and I'll pay you later. I'm going to buy it on credit. I'll pay you later. Or he says, "Tain lipoali selamo." So he says, "Give to my worker the money." So who Omer? Right, the Balabayas says, the Chanvani says to the Balabayas, "Who Omer nasati? I gave them what you told me to give, and therefore, so now pay me the money." The Hain Omrim lo natalnu, and the workers or the kids say, "We never took it." So who the Chanvani in that case can swear nishba v'notel? He can swear and collect. These are the cases of the Shmoyim and Noltim. Okay? So we'll pick up tomorrow with Ben Nanos in the Mishnah who argues on this. Okay. Everyone have a great day.
All right.